We're going to talk about the Tab Epsom and the Metropolitan with our last guest. And our last guest is Damien Hay, who is a regular probably when he announces the fields during the week. Damien, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew. Great to see you in the flesh.
Yeah, fantastic. The Tab Epsom. Gee, it all may come down to egg tart. We know that the horse has got an eye irritation and the like, and we'll know tomorrow definitely by mid-afternoon what's going on there. But I know Pat Webster's a bit nervous about her. It may simply come down to egg tart.
Well, yeah, I think there's certainly other chances as well. But speaking of Pat Webster, like Happy Clapper, he's our top weight in the race and deserved one. He's the highest rated horse in the race. And, you know, he's contested Doncaster, a couple of Doncasters and Epsom, so, and yeah, he's run two seconds in the $3 million Doncaster the previous 2 years. So, you know, if he wins on Saturday, I think there'll be a lot of happy people because he deserves it. So.
Yeah, he does for sure. Relate to us with Fox Play. Had the two runs back, they were spaced. The first run took a little bit out of her, as Chris Wather has said, and then came back and ran a ripper the other day. Obviously, second weighted down on 54.5. How do you see Fox Play in this race?
Oh, well, she's the highest rated mare that nominated this year, and she's a Group 1 winner. She won the Queen of the Turf back in the autumn. And she, you know, had a couple of good runs behind the champion mare, Winks,
yep,
resuming. So
yep,
she was a logical top weighted mare, and, you know, well, the weights got raised half a kilo. She was originally weighted with 54. They went up half a kilo to get that 57 we require at acceptance level. And, you know, she looks very, very, you know, nicely weighted. Some of these mares always look well weighted in the race because they get that 2 kilo allowance.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
But she's a 112 rated mare, and, you know, she certainly on 54.5 should get her chance, and she's got Huey Bowman on board.
She has. Bossy's coming back from Singapore to ride a horse that many of our listeners are starting to, probably our Sydney listeners that may not follow Melbourne all the time. Tom Melbourne is very much capable of winning a race like this.
He should run a very good race, and as you say, Glenn knows the Randwick Mile very, very well. He's won plenty of them. Yeah, he's just drawn a bit awkward in 13,
yeah,
but, you know, it's a good long run along the back there. That's real no concern over this Randwick Mile. He can run a second.
He can. He looms up, and it's just Bossy knows the horse. So you've just got, if you want to back Tom Melbourne, maybe each way as you go, obviously,
yep,
but Bossy does know the horse. I remember him at Albury that day. I remember he ran around like I was walking home drunk one night.
Correct.
But he got the money.
He got the money, yes.
Yeah, he did. Coming through, Michael Walker couldn't make the weight, so Joe Marrera flies in and takes the ride here on a really nice horse.
This horse here, it fits a really good profile. He's a very, very above average 3-year-old. He looks like he's come back very well. He won the Bill Ritchie very well last start. He's only got 51 kilos on his back because, as we say, the panel, he's one of those horses we couldn't really get at,
yep,
at this stage of his career. And he's got Joe Marrera on board. So there's a lot of ticks there for coming through. So
maybe it's the one, like if Eggtart, and we want Eggtart to make it, obviously, but maybe it's coming through if Eggtart doesn't get there with the eye irritation, down on that weight, I mean, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, also, like, she's second up into the race as well.
Yeah,
You know, whereas a couple of these other horses have had that extra run, so, and she is a 20, you know, she won two Group 1s over the 2,400 metres as a 3-year-old. So, yeah, look, I think there's a lot of genuine chances there. It's, you know, it's a good Epsom. We're happy with it. It's got a good spread, and, you know, may every horse get its chance.
Yeah, exactly. As we told our listeners, He's Our Rocky is going to run in Melbourne on Sunday, and we're waiting for news on I Am A Star. She's in tomorrow night at Moonee Valley and in the Tab Epsom. I'm trying heavily to convince Shane Nichols to come because it's a million-dollar race, and she's drawn beautifully.
Drawn beautifully in two, and He's Our Rocky. Rocky drew well in barrier five, so obviously barriers are no concern to him.
I tell you, a horse that's got no mention, but I spoke with the Moroney stable this morning, Savile Row. They just feel the horse is now primed, second up at a mile, that the horse is ready to go to a mile on Saturday. Mate, the Metropolitan, we better give that a mention before we head off to the news here. Mm-hmm. It's obviously Chris Wather up against the rest. Lloyd Williams confirming this morning his two are on the way up today, Amrala and Foundry. And Chicante's been pretty good.
Well, yeah, he won the Brisbane Cup through the winter, and he's terrific. Third in the Chelmsford, and then last start might have been a little below par run, but you know, the up to the 2400 metres, and once again, there's that man Joe Moreira's going to be riding him, and he's I saw Corey Brown's on him. Yeah, he drawn well in barrier one, 54.5. Yeah, locked to like about him.
Yeah, the Lloyd Williams too. Michael D taking the ride on Foundry, a left-handed whip rider, which Lloyd was looking for.
Yeah, only won at 1400 metres though. I note. He's only won a couple of races and both at 1400 metres, but only got 50.5 on his back. So they certainly know how to get a stayer right for.
And is it a case of Lib ran 108 with its rating and its last run that it's the one to beat?
Well, he found form last start in the Kingston Town. He's equal top weight with that grand old stayer who shot the barman, who always runs a good race in these types of, in these group ones. So they were both the logical top weights, and once again the panel's happy with the spread. There's 7 kilo spread there for the Metropolitan, which is, you know, the Metropolitan's had to be raised in recent years, the weights.
Not this year.
We've got a 7 kilo spread, so it's really, really good. My senior handicapper Ben Dunn did handicap the Metrop. He did a very, very good job with it, and once again it looks a real competitive race.
It will be. So we've got the group one flight into the Premier, into the Tab Epsom, and then the Metropolitan, and we end with the Stinsel Sprint. It's a great race day, and of course starts with the two-year-olds, who we always love Damien to see.
16 in the gym crack. That'll be interesting,
great.
Andrew.
It's a great number. I love numbers. Yeah, for sure. And as I said earlier, Peter and Paul Snowden have told us this morning that all of their two-year-olds will run. They are committed to running. They've drawn a few wide, but they are definitely running on Saturday. Hey, Damien, thank you for joining us here. You're the last of our guests, so...
So the best till last, Andrew.
Exactly. Go and tell PVL that for sure. But no, it's been great to introduce our listeners to a lot of you, and we'll do it again in the future. Thanks a lot, mate.
That's great. Good on you, Andrew.
Damien Hay joining us here from the Handicapping Department of Racing New South Wales.